No peeking Federal Reserve policymakers at data that won't get released until after the next big interest rate discussion. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. There is news this morning that the price of houses and apartments rose in August, but not as quickly as the month before. One piece of the puzzle that both the Federal Reserve and our Thursday economist Diane Swonk at Mesirow Financial will have to solve. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
So we'll get some more real estate data. Already some of it's in.
Yes, we are seeing some good news on the housing market. We really need the housing market to continue to heal because, you know, in some ways we felt like we were standing in quicksand with the bad employment data we got, and this is the line we need to tether us to a tree so we don't slide in.
We have the Federal Reserve meeting next week to ponder interest rates. This data will factor in, I assume.
It's one piece of data. The big conundrum for the Fed is that, unfortunately, almost all the key data that they need to decide on timing liftoff comes out after the meeting is done. So they won't have a sneak peek like third quarter GDP, personal income and consumption outlays, inflation measures, wages, all the things the Fed considers very important and high on its list on determining when they pull the trigger comes out after the meeting.
But Diane, they're the Fed. Can't they sneak a peek at the data early somehow?
They do get some of the data the night before, but it's still after the meeting's over. What we hope is some of the data that comes out after that meeting will help to close the divide between the Federal Reserve of those who want to move and those who don't want to move. But we can only hope that, and they won't know it until after the data comes out with the rest of us.
Diane Swonk at Mesirow Financial, thank you.
Thank you.
Signs of a turnaround at McDonald's, which reported today its first jump in sales in more than a year once restaurant openings and closings were factored out. Profits came in much higher than expected. Its new all-day breakfast has just been launched, and the effect of that, if any, won't appear until McDonald's next set of results in 3 months' time. McDonald's stock is currently up 7.5%. Later today, a company called Alphabet will report profits for the first time. Alphabet is an anagram of Google, sort of. The advertising and search giant is dividing its core operations from some of the riskier but interesting stuff it also does. Wesley Chan is a partner at the venture capital firm Felicis Ventures.
The breakdown of the individual companies won't be detailed until next quarter's earnings. So there's going to be a lot of folks watching specific line in the earnings that talk about Google's quote-unquote other businesses. That's their Android business, their Google Play business, their, you know, moonshot businesses. It will also be a window and a color insight into what Alphabet could become as the company decides where to break down the line.
Wesley Chan also used to work at Google. Government regulators are looking at new curbs on high-frequency traders. During an appearance yesterday, the head of the Commodities Futures Trading Commission mentioned the prospects of new rules on so-called flash traders, whose rapid-fire computerized buying and selling are suspected of producing weird spikes in government bond markets over the summer. AT&T tells the world how much money it made over the summer today. Verizon's results beat Wall Street estimates yesterday. Verizon said its purchase of AOL is playing a key role in its strategy. It is about mobile video, that purchase. AT&T has its own video on your phone scheme. It's quite different. Marketplace's Nova Safo looks at the contrast.
The thing about video consumers is that they're not just cord-cutting. They're subscribing to video streaming services, then ditching them for another. They're on mobile all over the place. Brett Sappington at Parks Associates is one of the people keeping track of all this, and both Verizon and AT&T use his research.
They've definitely taken two different directions. Verizon is doubling down on the mobile side of the equation.
By buying AOL and launching mobile video streaming service Go90, Jerry Rizzo is a Verizon spokesperson.
When we think about video and we think about mobile video, 75% of millennials are using mobile to watch video.
Rizzo says millennials are very much at the forefront of the company's plans for Go90.
This is something that we feel resonates with that audience and definitely was built with this mobile first generation in mind.
For AT&T, bigger is better. It bought the satellite TV provider DirecTV, forming the nation's biggest pay TV company. Earlier this summer, CEO Randall Stephenson recounted a conversation he had with a room full of young interns. He asked them this question.
How many of you, because you're living here in Dallas, away from home, have a TV service? One hand went up out of a big group.
But then he asked them this.
None of you guys watch football. None of you guys watch. Oh, yeah, we all watch it.
By using passwords, he said, from their parents' cable TV subscription to watch live TV on mobile apps. Stevenson's point was that pay TV is not going anywhere. AT&T is using its DirecTV merger to bundle services and sell family plans, both for parents and their millennial kids.
For companies like Verizon and AT&T, there are so many roles that they could play.
Brett Sappington of Parks Associates says both companies will be evolving for years as the video consumer evolves.
I'm really curious to see what they will do and where they see the opportunity in the market.
And whether one company's path will prove more profitable than the others. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
And Volkswagen says earlier versions of its newest small diesel engine might also have cheating software. Earlier, the company had ruled this out. VW still believes the current iteration is okay. Analysts aren't thinking cover-up in this one part of the scandal. They're thinking VW is just confused about its own technology. The way this is all coming out is amazing, Reuters quotes one analyst saying. He suggests the VW advertising slogan should be, "Engines so complicated, even we don't understand how they work." In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.